Hi, my name's Russell Norman, and this is a podcast called Read Lots, Write Lots. A podcast for those that love to read and write. In this episode, I'll be reading a story by Phil Manders. The story is called A Single Rose, and was recently shortlisted in the weekly short story writing competition on Readsy Prompts. The story was in response to the prompt, "Begin your story with a character having a gut feeling they cannot explain." So well done, Phil, on the shortlisting. Please enjoy. Our life is a constant journey, from birth to death. The landscape changes, the people change, but the trains keep moving. Life is a train, not a station. Unrelenting darkness crawled over the empty platform as the last train rocked its way wearily into the station. The engine wheezed and hissed, sending sheets of diesel-stained snow sliding from its roof onto the icy tracks. A solitary light bulb hung defiantly above the station's cafe, refusing to give in to the night, illuminating snowflakes as they whirled around it like tiny moths. Lionel, who ordinarily enjoyed working the late shift, pulled at his tie, loosening the knot. The knot in his stomach, however, was unrelenting. He flicked switches and turned dials, sending the engine to sleep. He was a podgy little man, on the wrong side of 60, with a round face and a reddened complexion. His rail company uniform hung too long in the trousers as his waist was out of proportion to his height, causing them to bunch up on the tops of his shoes. The sleeves of his blazer were turned up at the ends, discreetly held in place with safety pins. His mother's handiwork. The engine's single windscreen wiper made one final sweep, squeaking against the filthy glass before coming to rest. Lionel gathered his belongings, arranged them neatly into his briefcase. He hadn't been required to have his belongings in a briefcase, as the rail company issued all drivers with a brown satchel embossed with the company logo. His mother had insisted on it when he landed the job. "You'll need to impress everybody on your first day, Lionel," she had said, bursting with pride, as she packed it neatly with foil-wrapped sandwiches and a tartan flask. "Remember what your dear father always said? You only get one chance in this life to make a first impression." He closed the lid and thumbed the worn brass catches, making them click. He opened them and closed them again, just to be sure. The rhythm of the station got inside you if you worked there long enough. Maybe tonight he could pluck up the courage. The knot inside him tightened. Except for a tiny brown mouse who picked his way silently through the long-forgotten teaspoons and empty sugar sachets beneath the glass top counter, the cafe was deserted. Its windows ran with condensation. A huge copper tea urn clicked on automatically, puffing out steam like an old engine. Half a sausage roll had been dropped and discarded under one of the tables. Its aroma, it seemed, was enough to rouse a mouse from his cozy slumber. Rose, however, was oblivious. She cradled her tepid coffee, lost in a tattered romance novel only a few pages from the end. She knew it word for word. She was a podgy little woman, the wrong side of 60, with a round face and too much makeup, an attempt to disguise her reddened complexion. Her rail company uniform looked as if it was straight out of the 1940s, which she loved. It was too big for her, as her waist was out of proportion to her height. She had safety pins lifting the hem, hidden discreetly under her apron, a trick her mother had taught her. Forcing herself back to the present, she glanced at the clock, only to confirm what she already felt in her stomach. The rhythm of the station got inside you if you worked there long enough. The final train of the evening had arrived. Maybe today she could pluck up the courage. A menacing wind patrolled the empty station. Poking around in the corners, it picked up a newspaper discarded on a bench and pushed it onto the tracks before moving off into the darkness. Lionel turned up the collar on his blazer and pulled down on the peak of his cap. The wind, like a playground bully, pe- pestered him, tormented him. At the other end of the platform, through the whirling snow, the warm lights of the cafe looked like a small boat on the horizon. His stomach turned over. He'd practiced this 1,000 times. All he had to do was go in, order a cup of tea, and strike up a conversation. Easy. Rose straightened her apron, brushing away the biscuit crumbs. The wind pushed at the cafe door, forcing it to swing open, allowing a small flurry of snowflakes in. They danced briefly in the warm before laying themselves delicately down on the red-tiled floor. Rose forced the door shut with her shoulder and slid the latch across as the wind tried in vain to bully its way back in. She caught a glimpse of her reflection. The wind rattled at the window once more, laughing at her. She glanced at the clock. Had she got time to straighten herself up? After all, as her mother always said, you only get one chance in this life to make a first impression. She had watched him pass the cafe 1,000 times. But tonight, Rose would be ready and waiting. As she headed for the ladies' room, the knot in her stomach tightened further. Lionel peered through the steamy glass into the empty cafe. It was deserted. He watched a tiny brown mouse scurry out from under one of the tables whilst the wind probed at his uniform for a way in. In one hand, he clutched at his briefcase. In the other, a single red rose. "A rose for a rose," he muttered under his breath. A small grin crept into the corners of his mouth, making his podgy cheeks crinkle. His heart thumped as he pushed against the door. It was locked. He pushed again. Rose stared at herself in the mirror. The constant steam in the cafe had made her graying hair frizzy, and she smelt of sausage rolls. It was late. She could hear the wind pushing at the door in the cafe. "Who are you trying to kid, Rose?" she said to her reflection. "You're not some character in a romance novel. You're just a sad old nobody who works in a station cafe." She leaned forward to the mirror. "Why would any man want you? You look like your mother." With the snow stinging his face, Lionel pushed again at the door. Staring at himself in the window, he started to shiver. "Who are you trying to kid, Lionel?" he said to the reflection. "You're just a sad old man who drives a train into the station. You're a nobody." He leaned forward and pressed his head on the glass. "Why would any woman want you? After all, you still live at home with your mother." The unrelenting darkness swallowed the empty platform completely. The solitary light bulb that hung so defiantly above the station's cafe, refusing to give in to the night, illuminating the snowflakes as they whirled around it like tiny moths, went out. A menacing wind patrolled the empty station, poking around in the corners. From a bench outside the cafe, it picked up a single red rose and pushed it onto the tracks before moving off into the darkness. "We're trains on two different tracks, living parallel lives, only passing by. I have a dream of a head-on collision, one where the brakes are hit just fast enough so that neither one of us is completely destroyed." I trust you enjoyed that poignant shortlisted story from Phil Manders. We would like to thank Phil for giving us permission to read his wonderful story. You can check out his other stories over at Readsy Prompts. Coming up in the next episode, we'll be talking with Lee Roberts, another great writer on Readsy Prompts, who has written 32 great stories and is currently 34th on the leaderboard there. So looking forward to that. Well, that's it for this episode. So on behalf of Deidre and myself, till next time, thanks for listening, and bye for now.